Slewfoot Sue was standing on the fish's back and twirling her lasso. The rope spelled out her name in the air. Bill's heart commenced to go pitter-patter. He never thought he'd meet any gal who could rope and ride as well as he could. Wait a minute. You've never heard of Pecos Bill? He was only the world's best cowboy. Years before he met Sue, Bill's family was traveling across Texas in a covered wagon. The wagon hit a bump, and baby Bill bounced out near the Pecos River. The family didn't notice until they got to California. Luckily, a family of coyotes adopted Bill. They raised him as if he were their own. The other coyotes elected him King of the Coyotes, which shows how much they valued him. When Bill was a kid, he rode a mountain lion instead of a horse. He tamed a giant rattlesnake and used it for a rope. Pecos Bill was tough as nails, hard as rocks, and cool as ice, usually. But when Pecos Bill saw Slewfoot Sue, his heart turned to mush. He asked Sue to marry him. She didn't even know this cowboy, and she wasn't about to marry him. Bill tried to impress her. He wrestled a giant alligator to the ground. Then he put a leash on it and gave it to his beloved Sue as a pet. Then Bill gave her a house full of black-eyed Susans. The flowers made Sue smile, but she still didn't want to marry him. Finally, Bill promised to do anything she asked.